Welcome to the new Busy Gamer podcast. After a year of reporting the news, weekly game releases, and various downloadable content for the major consoles, we've decided to change things up and focus primarily on our game reviews and features. The podcast is no longer weekly. We'll work on new features as we can and put them out every week or so as we complete them.
If you do want the week's game releases, comprehensive DLC summaries, and our latest giveaways, visit BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites, which basically means we respect your time and offer you news and reviews in a quick read format.
Every year since 2003, the year we founded Busy Gamer News and those Penny Arcade guys launched Child's Play Charity, we've asked our followers to give what they can to the cause of gamers supporting children's hospitals. They've made a difference in our lives, both for me when I was a child growing up in Maryland, and, more recently, for Pikachu Fan, who broke his arm a few years back and was comforted by the gift of an Etch-a-Sketch given to him by Seattle Children's.
Yeah, it's a two-handed toy for a boy who only had the use of one arm. We're still trying to figure that one out. But it was a thoughtful gesture that made him feel better, and it was no doubt purchased by a gamer from the hospital's Amazon wish list.
Another annual tradition of ours is the Child's Play Charity Auction, where gamers ooh and ah as the high rollers bid $10,000 or more for very cool gaming collectibles.
That was the sound of PopCap bidding up and ultimately winning the Omega Claw, a drugstore claw machine that served as the final battle in the Omegathon at PAX Prime this year. This event pits gamers against increasingly difficult games, usually a shooter, a fighter, a rhythm game, an old-school classic title, and some wild card for the finale. The Omega Claw was this year's wild card.
The event opens with a silent auction, which is where we usually make our mark.
We had our eye on the PopCap pack, which we've won twice over the past few years, but it was quickly bid up out of our budget range.
I like this stuff. I like it.
We did manage to win some Christmas tree ornaments in the shape of video game controllers and a very cool Andrew Ryan figure from BioShock.
We won the two items that we bid on over here. Got the Christmas ornaments and the Jack Ryan. Jack Ryan? Andrew Ryan.
Andrew Ryan.
And we got the Andrew Ryan. Yes. The Andrew Ryan figure. Well, now I feel bad for winning it if I can't get the name right. I won it for the children.
For the children.
Overall, the event raised $183,000 in one night, a little less than last year, but enough to boost this year's total well over the $1 million mark. And we had a blast.
You can find pictures of some of the prizes, including a life-sized portal gun and Han Solo in carbonite sculpture, along with more details from the event in our December 8th post on the site.
We're playing for fun. What's one has been won. The bell has been rung. The banners are hung.
The Elder Scrolls III Morrowind has one of the best, most soothing video game soundtracks I've ever heard. Shortly after we started Busy Gamer Podcast, we introduced the audiophile segment to showcase exceptional video game music. It was a mistake to start with my favorite. I was still finding the right pacing for my delivery, and I really just barreled through the review. Kinda like that. Also, in an effort to keep the podcast short, I cut the music a little too tightly. I was never happy with how it came out, so I'm taking the time to go back and do it right in this director's cut edition. Started several years ago when I made a music playlist I call Daddy's Blood Pressure Medicine. It consisted largely of soothing tracks from one of my favorite games. Jeremy Soule is a name that only hardcore gamer geeks recognize. He composes epic scores for many role-playing games and a few action games, most notably for me, Morrowind. Thank you. invested more than 100 hours in that game on the original Xbox, until its frequent crashes and other bugs became too much to bear. The music that played while I wandered the expanses of Tamriel, perhaps contemplating a sunrise, or looking for a new point of interest, really made an impact on me. Around the time of its release in 2002, I found that I could get a soundtrack CD with the Morrowind Collector's Edition for PC, even though I rarely play these sorts of games on anything but consoles. I just prefer the couch and a big TV to the machine I work on all day long. Nowadays, you can get the music from DirectSong.com with many more tracks, and for a lot cheaper. They also have Souls music for the various Guild War games, and even the first-person shooter, Prey. But back to Morrowind and my history with its luscious score. On the original version of the soundtrack, the even-numbered tracks tended to be combat themes, which had a traumatic effect. They reminded me of those times when a random creature attack disturbed my peaceful walks across the vast world in search of a quest or a new area to explore. Music, but not the sort that would help me relax while trapped in stop-and-go traffic. So I made my medicinal mix, which also included most of Alice in Chains Unplugged, Name by Goo Goo Dolls, Letting the Cables Sleep by Bush, an acoustic version of Shimmer by Fuel from a local radio station compilation, the live rendition of Lyle Lovett's Penguins, they are so sensitive to my needs, and some ancient Toad the Wet Sprocket. These songs never fail to relax me, and the mix would not have been the same without Soul's soulful interludes to pull them all together. If you've never played Morrowind, you might find the score from The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion a bit more familiar. I actually used this music as the lead-in to a somewhat popular YouTube video I called Ye Old Pickup Lines of Oblivion.
You are the one from my dreams.
This 5-minute clip lovingly ridicules all the weird things that non-player characters say to you based on your stats.
I've heard you know how to move in light armor. How about mixing up some potions?
At times, it kind of sounds like they're hitting on you.
Perhaps the gods have placed you here so that we may meet. I have need of your special gifts.
Do I really have to spell it out for you?
I will pay you well for your services.
Listen, Sunshine, I ain't in the mood.
If you've never played an Elder Scrolls game, I hope this will inspire you to give one a try. Oblivion is based on the same gaming engine as Fallout 3, only minus the VAT system and with a classic medieval RPG theme. But whether you play the games or not, I really just wanted to share and celebrate some of the best video game music I've ever enjoyed. You may not have the same experiences tied to them as I do, but I'm hoping you can appreciate their beauty and their power to pacify even the most frantic gamer.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's G-R-R-L got game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. We're also on Zune Marketplace, and we'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's M-E-V-I-O.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com/podcast.
Me and Faustina here are lonely too. You look like just what we need.
I will be here, waiting for you.